Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels, Angels,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, Myles Garrett was mic'd up for the Dolphins game, and the NFL Films crew caught his pregame speech.
Coach keep on telling us to have some fun. Have some fun. Only way I know I have some fun is winning. That's the only way out. Nobody having fun when we losing. Nobody having fun walking back to that locker room down. Clock zero, we down. Nobody likes that. So take that personal. That's the only way I know how to fight. Take that personal. Whoop somebody ass. Finish. Win. Every quarter. Do that. Let's go. Win 0-3. 1-2-3.
I'm ready to go full Reagan Maui Owie and run through a wall. Is this evidence that Miles is becoming the leader people want him to be?
Anytime I hear like an NFL Films thing with Miles, I just always think to myself, I'm like, he must, when that gets released, he must think to himself, huh, so it does work. But in the case of Mason Rudolph, it just is conspicuously absent still to this day. I don't know. The mics did work.
The camera was just pointed. It was in the wrong direction.
I'm glad to know they finally got that bug
there
fixed.
There was wind interference. I gotta say, I was surprised at how good Myles Garrett was at kind of the hype speech. Miles is such a low-key guy. Didn't know he had it in him.
I've heard him do this before. Now, I want to hear him do this in, like, week 15. Mm-hmm. That's the difference for me, is that when things are not going great is when I want to hear it from Miles. Miles has always been really good when things are either going well or he thinks things are about to go well. And I think last week he thought things were about to go well against the Dolphins. I think he thrives in those moments. It's the moments when his back is against the wall where we've seen it be less than stellar. And that's kind of the next phase of where I'm at. So if they start winning a bunch of games, you're going to have a really good leader version of Miles.
I would like to point out that there were certain people on the station today, not you, not Baskin and Phelps, Jake hasn't hosted yet, but that when I was pissed about Miles and the shenanigans, they said, Miles is just never going to be a leader. And then today it was, is Miles becoming the leader we want him to be? That was an interesting flip-flop. I just want to put that one on the record.
I thought wasn't the whole case was that it was Lima trying to bait Ken into saying that he was actually a leader, but then Ken got all angry and was like, no, I'm not going to say this makes him a leader.
Yeah, but, you know, context doesn't matter to them when we argue. So
it's a great point. Why did I clean that up for them?
I was just trying to be a D.
Yeah, I should have just let it go. They just don't care when it comes to putting things in the proper context.
Or putting coffee carafes away.
Or they read, like, one headline from something that Mitch wrote down and then just think that somebody's thought for, like, 3 months, mm-hmm. even though they never actually listened to the clip, and then they reference you having that thought for, like, 3 months.
That sounds about right.
And have convinced themselves that it's something you've actually said, yep. despite never actually listening to the clip where neither one of us said anything close to it.
That's how you win local Emmys.
See, now I sound frustrated. Maybe because I am, sports fan. All right, Jeff Teague. Reveals if you say anything about LeBron, you get a phone call from his camp. Here was Jeff on NBA Courtside. Here we go.
Anytime you say anything about LeBron, people call you and say, hey, man, you might want, hey, yeah. might want to chill. I know you got some funny stories. Hey, leave LeBron alone. I came on here and apologized. I'm sorry. I'm talking, these some real people. So I know ain't nothing getting by. They hold camp. They run the league.
I knew you'd like the inflection at the end there. Well, between this, yesterday was a weird day for LeBron because the bettors had allegedly got injury info on LeBron, but then everyone that wrote about it was very adamant that it had nothing to actually do with LeBron and being involved in it at all.
Didn't want
to
call.
And it was, you didn't want to call. And then you get this Jeff Teague audio, and it does kind of feel that way. It feels like if anyone speaks out on LeBron, instantaneously it feels like then they stop speaking out on LeBron. What's your name is Stephen A. Smith. He just keeps going after him.
Yeah, the problem is with Jeff Teague, he has no credibility when he talks about the league that he played in because he has access to grind, including against LeBron.
Are we getting to Pat Bev territory?
Yeah, I mean, he's like, and by the way, there are more former NBA players like Jeff Teague who are so, it's like LeSean McCoy in the NFL, where it's just like, you're either trying to be provocative or you're just outright lying or exaggerating to make yourself sound more important. This one did sound believable, a messenger problem.
But this one did sound believable.
Yeah,
though.
But if like Carmelo said this, I would be like, well, I haven't ever heard Carmelo say it. If somebody of like repute had said this, or somebody who I didn't think was an embellishment king, I probably would maybe take more word out of this. And by the way, I totally believe LeBron has people that call up and say LeBron didn't like that. But to the extent of, hey, you better not say that or else, that feels very Jeff Teague.
I want to know what the or else is. What's the threat if you go ahead and speak out against LeBron? What are they? I mean, is Maverick Carter and Rich Paul? What are they going to do? I'm sure there's things they can do, but what are they going to do?
I don't know, and I care not to speculate because I don't want to get called.
Omaha. I'd take a phone call.
At that, Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers facing off against the Blue Jays in Game 1 of the World Series tonight. This is a significant moment for Ohtani, who could win yet another world championship. I will ask you, are you rooting against Shohei Ohtani?
No, I'm rooting for Shohei. I'm rooting for the Dodgers in this one. I don't love the idea of watching all these Guardians players. I root for him, and as I root for Miles Straw, those type of guys, but I don't. That's not the storyline I'm going with here. I'm rooting for what is appearing to be baseball's greatness knocking on our doorstep. I am opening myself up to the idea that Shohei Ohtani might be the greatest baseball player to ever play, and if he's going to finish that and close the gap on Babe Ruth, he's going to need titles, and he's going to need a lot of them. And so I want to get him counting as often as we possibly can.
All right. So on one hand, I definitely have had a debate this week about whether the best player in baseball being on the most dominant team is best for baseball or not. Meaning, like, if he was on the other World Series team where he almost signed in Toronto, whether this would be a more compelling story. It would be. That being said, I think if the Dodgers win, it's going to continue.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Continue to increase the chances that baseball does something about the widening gap.
Yeah.
Because I think owners are going to realize, oh, crap. Even the 1%, you have to be the 1% of the 1% instead of just the Dodgers, Yankees, whatever. It's impossible to beat the Dodgers at the way they're spending, and they might actually change things in the next CBA.
I still don't see them changing things. It's wishful thinking on our behalf to have that. The reality is that they love when Los Angeles is in the World Series. They love when Los Angeles is in playoffs, the same way they love when New York and Chicago and the other cities are as well. So I don't know that that will change, but I agree with the sentiment. If we're gonna hope for anything, the dominance by Los Angeles might be something to at least awaken their eyes to all of that and at least get some of the perceived smaller market teams and owners to just complain about it a little bit. I get your voice out there in some respect.
I think the Yankees, Red Sox, Rangers, the Ricketts who own the Cubs in Chicago, I think there's a lot of big market the owners that are sick of the way the Dodgers are doing business. So if that means they got to win one more and maybe these people wake up even more, and because what's happening is they're not used to getting screamed at by their fans for not committing long-term 10 million, you know, 10-year, $700 million money.
Yeah.
And I think it's starting to make them uncomfortable.
I hope you're right. But I am rooting for Ohtani. The end of the story on this one is that I'm rooting for Ohtani and I'm rooting for him to have an awesome World Series. There was nothing better for baseball than him having what might have been the greatest playoff game ever played in a clinching NLCS game like you saw in Game 4. It was so good, I thought it was my question for a second. I was like, wow, that was a good one. NFL fans question J.J. McCarthy's injury after a viral Thursday Night Football moment. I'm not sure if you've seen the play, so if you have to, go ahead and put it into the Twitter machine over there. But there's a play that involves Justin Jefferson going off to the sideline. You just put J.J. McCarthy in there, I'm sure it'll pop up. J.J. is on the sidelines, and he gets taken out by Justin Jefferson. And again, remember, he's out of that game because of a perceived ankle injury. He hops basically over Justin Jefferson, lands, everything is all fine after this bang-bang collision. Fans are wondering if J.J. in fact was 100% healthy and could have been playing in last night's game, and in fact Kevin O'Connell decided just to give him the injury designation.
The conspiracy theories abound about McCarthy, and I saw people dogging KOC, your buddy Kevin O'Connell, after last night's loss. It's like,
I told you it was coming.
No, you were. You were spot on that it was coming, and it has arrived. Some crazy, this is some bat bleep crazy stuff. No, JJ was really hurt. Why would the Vikings willingly play Carson Wentz more than they had to?
I agree with that. It is interesting, though, and especially at this point, an injured Carson Wentz, as you saw through multiple parts of that game. But the image is, the video is kind of damning, though.
I don't think it's damning.
For how injured he is?
But yeah, I mean, first week that he was injured and he could do that, that would be a problem. Isn't this like the fourth week he's been injured?
Yeah, no, but the point is that, and I think they already said today that he's going to be in line to potentially start this next week. Like, I think he was much closer than maybe the Vikings were leading on, and I think that's what people are attacking within Minnesota right now, is he was very close.
All right, the Vikings schneid continues. If you mentioned after the 37-13 loss to the Chargers on Thursday Night Football, Al Michaels had been telling everyone the game wasn't over, despite the Chargers having a 34-10 lead late. And then the Chargers sent out Dicker the kicker, Cameron Dicker, for a 45-yard attempt with 2 minutes to go. This courtesy of Amazon NFL coverage.
Meanwhile, you have a 45-yard attempt, which will draw a little interest to Cameron Dicker. Scott to hold. And there it is. Now you can say it is over. Now it's officially over. 37-10.
People online were seriously pissed at Al for this fourth quarter narrative. Did you find Al Michaels' "it's not over till it's over" shtick fun last night?
Al was pissed.
Yeah.
Al was mad at the league. Al was mad at the being corrected on the Roger Goodell tells me I need to make this point clear that the kickers... kick in London wasn't against hitting the wire, and in fact that wasn't the reason why he met. Like Al was on one last night.
We like it.
Al was to the point where I'm like, all right, I've gone against a lot of like near 90-year-old broadcasters.
Yeah,
we've gone.
Are you back in on Bradshaw, geriatrics?
Lee Corso. We've gone at a lot of them. This told me Al still has his fastball in a nice way. Mm. In fact, this tells me what I believe to be the truth the entire time. It's Herb Street that's been bringing him down on these Thursday night games. You just have to get him some semblance of something. Yeah, because he's the only one that doesn't. He doesn't care.
It's the worst game of Clue ever. It was Herb Street all along.
The man doesn't care. I love the idea that the NFL could tell him, we didn't like your commentary on that. And not only does it bring it up, but then he also then goes in the complete opposite direction to double down and do everything in his power to make them mad continuously because he knows that Amazon's not going to drag him out of that chair.
I like Grumpy Grandpa Al, and I also think Herbie in the booth on Thursday Night Football is an atrocity, and I would like that to stop. So I'll allow all this to happen. This feels really good here.
Sounds like we have a perfect read then.
Yeah, we're loving this. That is Quick Hits. When we come back, former Browns cornerback Joe Haden joins us. We'll get his perception of Dylan Gabriel after three games. We'll also get his take on how winnable this Browns-Patriots game is. And Stefanski versus Vrabel in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.